We're back here on the Extra Point here on 1410 KGRN. Boy, big doings with this Montezuma girls basketball team as the Bravettes, of course, advance to the semifinals tomorrow. But also a great honor as the 1969 Montezuma girls basketball state championship team will be honored at halftime of the Class 2A game on a Saturday night. And joining us now is one of the co-captains of that 1969 Bravette state title team. Carolyn Little Simmons joins us here on 1410 KGRN. Carolyn, really appreciate your time. How are you?
Good. Much better after last night.
you were there watching the game, right?
Oh, yes. I went for the whole day to watch the games.
What do you think of this Montezuma girls team this year and that game last night?
They're excellent. They're good girls, good team, good coach.
It's just fun to watch it all come together. But what was it like in the stands when they trailed 16-4 in the first quarter?
It was hard. Very frustrating because we couldn't do anything about it. But they know how to turn games around, so it was good.
Yeah. Well, certainly it's been great what they're doing, and then, of course, it's going to be great when your team from 69 is going to be honored. You were a senior that year in 1969. You were a co-captain. What does it mean to you to get this opportunity to be honored in the festivities on Saturday night at the Wells Fargo Arena?
It's just sort of unbelievable. It brings back all these memories of things so long ago and all the friends and all the fun we had.
I bet. How many of your players are going to be able to be there?
I think there's 12, maybe.
That's a fairly respectable number.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good number.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some of them are coming from quite a ways away, Florida, Missouri, Washington, D.C.,
So obviously it's a big deal for them too to be flying in.
Yes.
Yeah. It's cool. And are you going to, I imagine you're all going to get together and reminisce a little bit too. That's got to be.
We will that day. They have a meal for us and we get interviewed that day and it'll be fun to get together again.
So take me back to that team in 1969. What was your expectations coming into that year?
Well, we had lost out the year before. I had played as a freshman. We went to state and won one game. And I played as a sophomore, and we didn't go to state. Junior, we played, and we lost out the first round of state. And we said, well, next year we were just going to come and play all week. So that's what we did.
You went and played all week.
Yeah, we played all week.
And as I understand it, you weren't kind of the favorite going into the state tournament. It seemed like there was a lot of people talking about Union Witten at the time. Is that right?
Oh, yes. Everything was set for Union Witten to win. The decorations at our meal after we won the state, everything. Everything was geared for them.
So the colors there, I mean, were the school colors of Union?
Yes.
Well, of course. But they didn't even face them in the finals. They got upset in the semis, right?
Right.
And then you played Allison Bristow in the finals. And what was that game like? Just give me an oversense of how that game sort of evolved for you and your team.
Well, it was very unexpected, of course, because we were hoping to win, but we figured we would play Union Witten. So it was fun. You know, it was a ball game. We were very well prepared for it. Our coaches always knew what the other team was going to do. So they always knew what to tell us to do.
Yeah, you won that game 66-60. We're talking with Carolyn Little Simmons with us here on 1410 KGRN, a co-captain for that Montezuma 1969 state championship team. Talk a little bit about some of your other players. Maybe go through some of the starters on that team, and that might trigger some memories for some other people.
Okay. The other co-captain was Rose Schultz, and she was one of the forwards. And then we had Brenda Hamer, and she'll be coming back from Florida. And she was a forward, and she her shots would now be considered three-point shots.
Okay.
And then Sandy Van Cleve was the post forward, and she was fantastic.
Yeah.
And that's who, when people say, oh, when did you play? And I says, I played with Sandy Van Cleve. Oh, okay.
Well, Sandy was had scored 37 points in that championship game, didn't she?
Pardon?
Sandy scored 37 points in that championship game.
Yes, yes. And she was injured.
She was hurt, too.
Yeah. And then I played with Becky Hall, and she's coming up from Missouri. She's one of the other guards. And Kathy Palmer, she's the other guard, and she's wintering in Florida and for some reason doesn't want to come back.
C'est la vie, I guess.
Well, I think it's the snow.
Right, that could be. Yeah, the snow kind of scares away some people.
Yes.
And did you play in the backcourt or the front court in the 6-on-6 style?
Backcourt.
Okay. So you never got any points?
Never got any points.
What did you think of the 6-on-6 style? I mean, how did you take to it? I guess you probably didn't know anything else.
We didn't know any better, and I was pleased that I was able to play when it was 6-on-6 because a lot of kids couldn't play 5-on-5. You know, it would be very hard for them, and this gave more people opportunity to play.
So what was your responsibility in the 6-on-6 game in the backcourt?
Not to let the post forward score.
And so for some people to understand the game, I mean, I've seen some 6-on-6 play, and I kind of understand it, but you kind of play defense in the backcourt, and then you had to bring it up court and throw it, but you couldn't cross the half-court line.
Right. We could only dribble twice, and after they scored, it went to the center circle, and the forwards took it. We would only bring it up if we took the ball or they missed.
Yeah, I've seen exhibition games and other players try to play the game right now. I don't think they do it justice what you all had to deal with. It's kind of hard after seeing the 5-on-5 and going up and down the court. But it was an exciting brand of basketball. I mean, you had great offense I don't think people realize how exciting that brand of basketball. You agree?
Right. That's right. Yeah, and we had a tremendous following from our school. When we would play, we would have to move people on the out-of-bounds lines because they were standing there to take the ball out of bounds. That wasn't unusual.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's absolutely incredible the way the game is basketball has evolved, certainly, and it's interesting to talk to players who play the 6-on-6 style, and certainly your team was very great to achieve that, and now the 50th anniversary of your team, it's quite special, and I'm sure you're really excited to visit with everybody on Saturday.
Yes, I am. It's been fun getting ready for it, too.
Right. And so that will be in halftime of the 2A state title game on Saturday night. And if Montezuma wins tomorrow, then they'll play later at 7 o'clock in the 1A state title game. So that would be exciting if that happened.
That's the plan.
That's the plan. I understand. And so, may I ask, what are you doing right now? You're still living here in town, and what are you doing now?
I live in Montezuma. I'm retired and loving it. And go to all the ball games, girls and boys.
Well, then you'll be there on Friday afternoon, I know, rooting on the Bravettes there, and then back on Saturday regardless as you reunite with your 1969 state title team. And, Carolyn, it was really a pleasure visiting with you, and congratulations on your 50th anniversary.
Thank you very much.
That's Carolyn Little Simmons with us here on The Extra Point on 1410 KGRN.